Stem cell therapy, as advocated and researched by Dr. David Green, a former orthopedic surgeon, uses autologous stem cells derived from the patient's body to offer a potential alternative to surgery and lengthy rehabilitation programs. Rotator cuff injuries are common, with strains, tears, and tendonitis being the most prevalent. These injuries are often caused by overuse, gradual wear and tear, or sudden acute injury and can vary in severity from acute to chronic. Seeking prompt medical attention and exploring non-surgical treatment options such as rest, exercise, physical therapy, and cortisone injections can help alleviate symptoms. What is a rotator cuff tear? The rotator cuff comprises four muscles and tendons that assist in stabilizing the shoulder joint and facilitating movement. Whenever you move your shoulder, the rotator cuff comes into play, stabilizing and supporting the joint. Injuries to the rotator cuff are frequently encountered, with strains, tears, and tendonitis being the most prevalent. What causes a rotator cuff injury? Strains or tears of the rotator cuff are commonly attributable to the following: overuse, gradual wear and tear, sudden acute injury. Injuries to the rotator cuff can vary in severity and are usually classified as acute or chronic. Acute injuries such as tendonitis are typically caused by overuse of the rotator cuff muscle, leading to irritation. This overuse can result in partial or complete tearing or straining of the tendons that attach the muscle to the bone. Individuals who frequently perform overhead serve in tennis or regularly engage in activities that require reaching upwards, such as painters, are particularly prone to this injury. Additionally, the rotator cuff may become strained or tear following a fall, car accident, or other abrupt trauma, typically causing severe and immediate pain. How is rotator cuff injury treated? Treatment options for a rotator cuff injury range from rest to surgical intervention. If left untreated, tendonitis can progress to a rotator cuff tear, and the condition can deteriorate over time. Therefore, seeking prompt medical attention can prevent the injury from worsening. Around 80% of individuals with a rotator cuff injury experience symptom relief through non-surgical treatments. These treatments may include applying hot or cold packs to the affected shoulder to minimize swelling, engaging in exercises to restore strength and increase range of motion, undergoing physical therapy, receiving cortisone injections to the affected area to reduce inflammation, resting the affected arm and using a sling to limit arm movement, taking over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medications, such as ibuprofen and naproxen. How does Dr. David Green envision stem cell therapy for rotator cuff tears? Autologous stem cells, also known as adult stem cells, are acknowledged in the medical community for their innate ability to facilitate healing and regeneration within the body. These stem cells are derived from the patient's body, generally from the iliac pelvic bone in the hip. Using the patient's stem cells reduces the risk of disease transmission, tissue rejection, and infection. Moreover, it eliminates ethical concerns associated with contentious embryonic or fetal stem cell therapies. Dr. David Green, R3 stem cell, obtains a sample of the patient's bone marrow from the hip area to treat rotator cuff tears. The bone marrow is spun in a centrifuge to isolate the pluripotent adult stem cells, platelets, and white blood cells from the red blood cells. The combination of these three healing agents is injected directly into the damaged rotator cuff to promote tissue healing and regeneration. Alternatively, an in-office procedure may use allograft, donor, cells obtained from discarded placental tissue. An overview of stem cell rotator cuff repair. The rotator cuff comprises four muscle tendon units that connect the upper arm bone to the shoulder blade, delivering stability and strength to the shoulder joint. When one of these units tears due to athletic activities or persistent overuse, patients experience pain, weakness, and restricted motion. Takeaway. Typically, orthopedic specialists begin treatment for a torn rotator cuff with rest, medication, cortisone injections, and physical therapy. If non-surgical treatments prove ineffective, surgery is usually the next step. However, Dr. David Green, a former orthopedic surgeon, offers rotator cuff repair therapy to patients, utilizing the adult stem cells found throughout their body, as an alternative to surgery and lengthy rehabilitation programs. Thanks for the listening.